Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we've got Rick Matheson back on the show. Rick is an outstanding marketing expert across the galaxy. He's Harvard Business School called him the strategic marketing expert of the galaxy. And many of you have seen his work across the cyberspace. He's the author of Branding Outbound, and his new book is called The On-Demand Brand, 10 Rules for Digital Marketing Success in an Anytime, Anywhere World. He's our good friend, Rick Matheson. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Always great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Rick, one of the things, I know you work a lot in marketing. You can't do marketing these days without including the social media universe. The parallel,
right.
Kind of a parallel universe is running along beside and sort of amalgamating with the traditional universe. But if you could see those two universes running along together in different companies, some companies you kind of see it blending and it's kind of, you know, moving in and out, and you see a nice little nice little convergence there. And then you look at some companies, large and small, and you basically see those two worlds bumping up against each other, but there's not a lot of convergence. There's mostly just tension, mostly just resistance. And I think that's the scenario that happens way too much in small businesses. I'm not going to worry about the big guys, just the little guys. And we've got to find a way to make those two worlds merge, not one wins and the other loses, but merge. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. And in fact, I think that's a great segue for talking about some of the big trends for 2011, because I think some of that, you know, busting up against each other is healthy in a way and is going to have follow some very interesting trends for 2011. You know, on the one hand here, you know, with the, you know, Facebook reaching 500 million users and the movie The Social Network out this year, in a way, nothing really was as egregiously hyped as social media in 2010. Mm-hmm. But a lot of marketers are actually surprised to learn that, and this is counterintuitive, that the percentage of online Americans using social media has actually gone down over the last year.
Interesting.
Not up. Yes. So according to
What do you attribute that to?
Well, there's a couple of things in play. So there's the overall percentage of people who are social media creators, people who actually post blogs or tweets or upload video, has gone down about 1% from about 24% of online Americans in 2009.
You know why, though? You know, I think I know why.
Why?
Because a lot of people got involved, and they thought all they had to do was just post stuff and retweet stuff and stuff like that, and the world would come beating a path to their door with sacks of money. And they found out that that's not really how it works, and so they either had to go get a real job or they had to retool. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that, you know, a lot of this just means that the total number of people coming online exceeded the speed at which people were adopting social media.
Yeah.
And then also, I think what you're describing is exactly right. I think that there was a sort of first wave of early adopters who moved in, tried it. Some have fallen out. But for all we know, there's going to be a massive influx of new, more mainstream users in social media in 2011. And my point, kind of tying to how you open the segment, is that, you know, in 2011, social media is going to fall to earth just a little bit, and that's good, because we're going to take a reality check, and we're really going to start to figure out the best ways to really capitalize and get real results from social media.
From a business perspective, and Rick, I said this 2 years ago. I mean, you can go back and look at my record in my show and in my writing. I said this at least 18 months ago, if not 2 years ago. Social media is a craze, but it's not a fad.
Right.
It is crazy, but it's not going to go away. But it will wind up being a tool, a tool meaning the whole broad universe. It will wind up being tools that we will use to the benefit of our business. And I'm anxious to, I can't wait to get to that point, Rick.
Yeah, I think.
And I think what you're telling us is we're moving in that direction.
Yes, I think this is the year where things get shaken up a little bit, and I think people are going to really start to figure this out. And there's probably about three big major trends that your audience being
hold on to that. When we come back after this break, I'm going to let you give us those trends, folks. I know you think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you what Rick just gave you, told you, is good news for you. This just means that you, when as you look at social media going forward, it'll start looking more like a business opportunity and less like a visit with grandma. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.